For the Lord's Mass, from the Holy Eucharist, I think we should say something about the Holy Eucharist. There are many titles by which the Eucharist is known in our Catholic vocabulary. But I suppose the most popular title, and surely the most expressive, is to call it the Blessed Sacrament. So we ask ourselves, after having used the word by now perhaps 1,000 or more times, having heard it hundreds and maybe several thousand times, what do we mean, or better, what should we mean when we either say or hear the title, Blessed Sacrament? The Blessed Sacrament, very simply and unqualifyingly, is Jesus Christ. But more clearly still, the Blessed Sacrament is Jesus Christ living and acting on earth. It is the God who became man, who is now on earth, and not just existing, but acting. And as the present Holy Father makes so plain, plainer I dare say than any pope that I have read on the subject. We've had some great popes in modern times. We now have, and I'm so happy to say, a theologian as Bishop of Rome. He knows the language he is using, and he uses it very carefully. The Eucharist, he tells us, is Jesus Christ on earth, but living and acting in three very different and distinctive ways. The Eucharist, he says, and it's our faith, is the present sacrament. It is the communion sacrament, and it is the sacrifice sacrament. It is the present sacrament because Christ really here on earth. Since I read a talk I've never heard of, when the late Pius XII said, shortly before he became Pope, he was the papal representative to the last international congress on the Eucharist at Budapest, just before the Commons took over. And he told the assembled several hundred thousand people to worship the Eucharist as they would Christ himself, because the Eucharist is Jesus on earth. And he added, though Christ really went to heaven, he never Well, that's their beginning. That's the first meaning. The other is the present sacrament. It is the communion sacrament. Not only is he near us, or among us, but when we receive him, he is within us. And the external union or contact between us and him is the sign of a deeper union. When we receive him, it is his body uniting itself with ours, his human soul with ours, his human mind in will with ours. It is indeed a union between Christ and ourselves. The Eucharist is the sacrifice. Because Christ is really present on earth, he then can really offer a sacrifice. There must first be a real presence to make possible a real man. He really offers himself with a human will. That's what he assumes, a human will, to make sacrifice possible. Sacrifice is the surrender with a human will of something that a human being loves in acknowledgement of God's supreme majesty. It is the highest act of adoration a human being can make. Christ makes every time man is offered. Then, every time Christ offers himself to his heavenly Father. But if that's what the Eucharist is, they come back to where we started. Why do they call it the Blessed Sacrament? And why not just sacrament? Why Blessed Sacrament? It is sacrament because, as all sacraments, as we know, it is a sacrament because it confers the grace which is externally signified. The principal source of grace on earth as the fruits of Christ's redemption is the Eucharist. So we should almost use a plural. The Eucharist as the triple sacrament of presence, communion, and sacrament. One sacrament, because it is through this Jesus, present as man on earth. That's the key. That's the raison d'etre of the Blessed Sacrament. It is a human being with human flesh, a human mind and will, a human soul, a human spirit, who uses this humanity now on earth as the channel through which he confers his rest. Why sacrament? Because it is the principal way in which the world is being redeemed. He died once, physically, on Calvary. He continues offering himself, remaining present, and allowing us to receive him, to channel, communicate, the graces that were won for them from the cross. Then we have one word left. Blessed. Unfortunately, most of our English vocabulary is not Anglo-Saxon. I say unfortunately, because the thousand or more words are of a half a million that are in use somewhere in England. Only about 1,000 are Anglo-Saxon. All the rest, most of them, are Greek or Latin derivatives. Blessed is Anglo-Saxon, unless we're specialists in Chaucer. Most of us are different to what the word blessed means. It means that which makes happy. The Beatitudes are rendered, depending on the translation, you've got a lot of translations now. Frankly, too many. Can be rendered either blessed or happy. This is the blessed time because it is the beatifying sacrament. It is the sacrament that makes those who approach it as present sacrament. Those who receive it as communion sacrament and who join their sacrifices with Christ as sacrifice sacrament, it makes them happy. Happy on earth with that measure of blessedness that God wants us to enjoy this side of eternity and makes for eternal happiness, as it is gospel from John in the words of Christ for sure. What then is the blessed sacrament? It is Jesus Christ living and acting on earth, who through the Eucharist, which is himself, hidden behind sacramental veil, gives us that grace which alone ensures our happiness on earth and gives us the infallible promise of happiness in heaven. It is the blessed sacrament because it alone, better, it alone guarantees that for which uniquely the human heart hungers. The people hunger for 1,000 things or 10,000 times, 10,000 things. No, they don't. The human heart hungers only, exclusively, uniquely for happiness. It seeks it in countless ways. It is to be really found only from the one who came down from heaven to live among us and to assure us that we shall be happy, not only in the life to come, but even in that wonderful life. We're supposed to be happy here, very happy, on one condition: that we believe in the Eucharist that they receive the Eucharist and especially that be aware of the Eucharist. And that means that like Jesus, with Jesus, and for Jesus, we make our lives love.